Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a blessing to be here this morning. Blessings to each one in the name of Jesus. Grateful to be here and grateful, good to be back here in the house of prayer. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Isaac Fair, and I'm 28 years old, born and raised in Leamington, Ontario. I have three brothers and two sisters, and I'm thankful for the family that God has given me, and my parents did their best to teach me right from wrong and taught good morals in our home, which I am also thankful for. And growing up, I would have been going to the Old Colony Church, and I believe I learned a lot of good there too. I am blessed with the friends I found there, and people that cared and pointed me in the right direction many times growing up. And although many times I was very very stubborn and wanted to go my own way, for schooling I would have gone to the Wheatley Old Colony Christian School, and where we would have learned out of the CLE curriculum, and I believe in large part that shaped my belief and my conviction that I have today. I'm very grateful for that my parents cared enough to send me there, and obviously it was expensive, and they had to pay to send me to school. But I didn't have a very good attitude about school, often because of people around me, bad influence. And I was always kind of a slow learner. So, and then very often we would go to Mexico every year or every other year or so, and I would end up falling behind quite a bit, but it was very hard for me, because then I was always inside at recess. While everyone else went outside to play, I got distracted quite easily. And my growing up years were not always easy, especially growing up with three brothers, me being the third. A lot of rivalry going on. It wasn't easy for my parents. And I'm thankful that they didn't give up on us. In my youth years, I spent some time partying, alcohol, tobacco. When I, at the age of 15, probably or so, I think I would have started. And before that, I would get together with my cousin, and that was always the thing to do as well, on bikes. Run into town and find a place where they would sell tobacco to underagers, and for some reason that was what we were after, but it was not good. I can just recall throughout my life, in whatever circumstance I found myself very often, when I was doing something that I knew very well I shouldn't do, thinking to myself, like, where, if I died as of right now, where would I go? What would happen to me? Yet I continued in my life of selfishness and pride. At the age of 17, I believe it was. I was at a party, and I was with my brother, and it was time, we were leaving, we were heading to town for supper, and I knew my brother and his friends were in town hanging out at Tim Hortons. So I decided that was it. I was done with partying. I was gonna go hang out with a different crowd or a different group. And in big part, in large part, that was a blessing. We spent a lot of time together playing volleyball on the beach. And we also often would spend time singing together as a group. I think just before that, going back a little bit, I was at a rodeo, a rock and rodeo is what they called it. One place where I can remember very, very clearly the Lord's hand in my life. I left, I had been drinking quite a bit. I left the rodeo there. And I honestly was so drunk that I couldn't see properly. I wasn't even able just very drunk. And I just remember my eyes, I like clearing up just enough to see a bridge in front of me, like a driveway bridge off to the side. And I was heading right for that bridge. And just enough, I was able to steer away from it, to steer clear. But I just know that God saved me there. Having somebody with me that I was responsible for, obviously, because I was driving. It's very sobering to me, and I thank God that he saved me there, or that he gave me another chance. And at the age of 16, started dating a girl. It's far too young, but this is what I wanted. This is what I was gonna do. I think my mom kind of tried to convince me that just maybe I was a bit too young. The time was spent in a lot of watching of movies. This is something that I wasn't allowed to do growing up. So now I had my chance. I'm thankful also that relationship didn't work out, because very clearly, very obviously, that was not God's will for my life. But I believe the Lord, through that, the Lord has taught me as well. He has shown me many things. And it was right after that that I would have started hanging out with a different group. I think it was in the end of summer of 2014 when we have started dating, right? I believe that's when it was. And I'm very thankful for the wife that the Lord has given me. I think I should back up a little bit. When I was at the age of 14 or 15, when I first started working, when I was done grade 8, the thing was to be done grade 8 and go work. That was my mindset as well. But the influence that was around me was not good. There was some bad influence there, especially going out into the world. I was not prepared for that. I can say that. And I think there was one time we were at work, and afterwards somebody was gonna cook some venison, deer meat, and there was a group of men there, and it was very, very unhealthy atmosphere. But I think that is when I was there with my dad, and I think that was when he realized that maybe sending my son out into the world wasn't such a good idea after all. He just saw the filth, but I was just enjoying myself, right? But it was just the thing to do, or like it was, we were there. And but yeah, looking back, it was a very, very, very filthy atmosphere there. And in our years of, in our relationship, to begin with, we did not have a courtship. It was not. I was aware of courting, but I hadn't thought much of it. And that is one thing that after, I'm not quite sure how long we would have been dating when my wife asked me if I would be willing to try it. She was having convictions about it. And I was a bit reluctant, but I decided to give it a try. And we were very blessed, I believe, that God blessed that. But it's with regret that I have to say that we did not stay faithful in that. And I think in large part because I didn't lead. I wasn't there to lead as I should have. But I'm thankful God has also, God also brought us through that. But I feel like in large part, we also didn't have any support in that. We were kind of alone. We didn't really know who to share our struggles with. But so it just kind of went on, and then I believe it was in 2015. in 2015. I would have gotten baptized upon the confession of my faith in the Old Colony Church, but I believe that is when I would have gotten saved. Growing up, taught the way that I was, not much was taught. Like, the Bible was not very much talked about at home, so you didn't really have somebody to go to find encouragement or to build yourself up. And I really wish there would have been somebody that could have walked alongside me and helped me along. But I believe that though I didn't see it, God was right there by my side every step of the way. And as of April 10th, 2016, we got married. And that has been a real blessing in my life. God has been very good to me. I feel like I wasn't always, maybe still not always, a good husband. But I'm thankful for the wife that God has given me, that she's very gracious. It's been a real blessing that I need in my life. And I'm also grateful for the children that I have been blessed with. God has given us 4 children. And Lord willing, another one early next year. I'm thankful for the influence that we have here, other families. And I would ask for prayer in that area, especially as a parent, as a father. After about a year of marriage, we were at the Old Colony at the time, and it was at that time that we decided we were going to attend the South Point Mennonite Church. And we were there for, I think, about 5 years. And in many ways, for the most part, it was a real blessing. I really appreciated the modest clothing, and the teaching was good as well. But somehow, it just seemed like that all kind of fell apart. And ever since we have been attending here, I'm very, very grateful for each one here. I'm thankful for what the Lord has done in my life, that He has brought us thus far. And I can see it in my life many times, even thinking of financial burdens, when things start to run dry and it looks like like that's it. There's, you know, we have, how are we going to move forward? We have no resources, we have no money, and it just seems like everything is kind of coming to a halt. Somehow, it always works out. Somehow the numbers work. And I believe that isn't a coincidence. I believe that is the hand of God work in our lives. And I believe he's teaching me to trust in him, to have faith in him, though often I don't know how we're gonna move forward or what or where the next paycheck is gonna come from or whatever the case may be. I believe he's teaching me to trust in him and have faith, because he has all power, as Brother Henry is sharing. We are nothing out of ourselves, and I say amen to that. That's so true. I would desire your prayers going forward, and I'm very blessed by you all. I desire to plug in here at the Pilgrim Church.
Good morning, everyone. Greetings in Jesus' name. My real name is Justina Fair, but I've always just been known as Jessie. I was born in Leamington and mostly grew up here, except for a few short moves to Mexico, Manitoba, and even Kansas when I was very young, too young to remember. My home was a very good home. I really looked up to both of my parents, whom I believed did the very best they knew in training us up. I was a secure and happy child, and I fondly remember talks around the table long after we had finished supper, laughing about funny stories or talking about spiritual things like Bible stories or what heaven must be like. I had gone to various public schools in Manitoba and here when my parents decided to send us to a Christian private school in Wheatley. I had no idea what to expect and kind of dreaded it, but I loved it from day one. And I'm so grateful that my parents made that decision. Even if it cost them a lot, it was so good for me, and I probably wouldn't be here today if it weren't for that good education I received throughout the years. Over the years, I grew into a very confident and proud and a self-absorbed individual. I really liked boys, sports, and I loved school. I had to be the best at everything. My grades in school, track and field events, sports, I pushed myself and could hardly accept when I was second place or less. Despite all of this, I still always wanted to do the right thing. I thought of consequences long term, and I believe this was God's mercy to me to keep me from a lot of wrong choices. I remember in grade 5, a man came to deliver these little red New Testaments to the students in my class. He talked about the need to ask Jesus to come into our hearts, and so I did that sometime in the coming days, I think. I did that repeatedly throughout the years because I was never sure if he had, because I didn't really feel different. I believe I was a little young to truly understand. Maybe it wasn't explained to me thoroughly. When I finished grade 8, many families left the school and the Old Colony Church, and my family lost a lot of the friends we had. My best friend changed schools and changed lifestyles. And shortly after, my parents decided I could no longer hang out with her and the few girls that usually got together on Sundays. I remember this being a very difficult time. I was very disappointed. And just so many things kind of were happening at that time. And I remember telling my parents, I felt like they didn't trust me anymore. But I don't think that I even believed what I was saying. I knew I couldn't become like these friends without feeling guilty. And I knew my parents had good reason for their decision. It was just very hard to give up. So high school felt a little lonely for the first few years because the very few girls that were in high school with me hardly wanted to go outside for recess or do anything, so I would just go outside and play soccer with the boys from grade 8. Eventually, a fairly large group of us from grade 7 to high school started hanging out on weekends, and I really looked forward to this each week. It was a happy time in my life, but eventually some started dating, especially those my age, and they left the picture, and others started being interested in parties and drinking. That was something I was never interested in. And I believe that was a bit of a pride thing on my part. You know, I just was never going to do something like that. But people who did that, like, it was pride in my heart. I really believe so. And so that whole group kind of fell apart. Over the next several years, I drifted from group to group of friends, never sticking with something for long. I dated some boys, but never knew what I wanted. I was getting old enough to be married, and I wondered if I ever would. And any good friends near my age had already done so. Somehow I started hanging out with my younger brother's group of friends, and I stayed there. We had a lot of fun together, and we played volleyball nearly every night on the beach. This was probably the first time in my life that I was content to not like a boy or have a boy like me or seek a relationship. I just really enjoyed these friends. And I was baptized sometime during that time. I think it was in the year 2013. This was a special time in my life as well, as I felt closer to the Lord than I had before. I would have considered myself a Christian for years, but this was just a really special time in my life. In the beginning of 2014, I believe it was, Isaac started joining our group. He was just another boy in the group. He was very easy to talk to, but I didn't think of him in a special way until late that summer. Oh, like I said, we played lots of volleyball. We were together often, and by the end of the summer, he was starting to show some interest, and I didn't do anything to discourage that interest. So he soon asked me on a date. I said yes, and from the first date, I just knew I wanted this to work out. This was just very different. We continued dating, and it wasn't long, and I knew this was the man I might marry. This kind of made me think ahead, think of the children we could have together, and for the first time ever, I took a real serious look at my life. This came out of nowhere, as I never really had fears or insecurities growing up, but suddenly I could not sleep. I could not sleep for fear of going to hell. Something was wrong. Mostly, I think I was battling conviction to wear a head covering and to have a hands-off courtship. Something that we didn't know much about. We had some couples that were long married that had done so. We didn't know of anyone at the time, and it was a fairly new concept. I talked to some people, but sadly didn't get very clear answers, and I felt kind of lost and not at peace. I'm not totally clear on what happened when, but I know I talked to Isaac about some things that were bothering me, and we made some changes. I told him I no longer wanted to listen to worldly music, as we were listening to a lot of country music. That was just the norm. I also really liked music growing up, and I listened to any kind. I would have liked absolutely anything, and that was just something that was kind of allowed throughout my life, and so it was maybe a bit of an obsession, but so I could listen to godly music, but I also listened to worldly music. But we stopped that altogether, and we stopped watching movies, which we had done just a few times. I know I had some special prayers answered by God at that time, which just gave me a confidence that he cares. Eventually, I had the courage to bring up a hands-off courtship to him. And so we started that, and everything was right with the world. Sadly, we did not stick with it, and this was cause for much guilt and heaviness in my heart. I've often wondered why we just could not do it, but I think we prioritized our relationship with each other over our relationship with God. We didn't seek out someone to be accountable to, which I really believe we should have done, as we could not do it alone. We have repented of that, and I'm so glad God has forgiven all of our mistakes. We married in April 2016, and life became happy and purposeful again. Seth was born nearly 2 years after we married, and that was a very hard change for me, kind of from doing whatever I wanted, being independent, to having a little child dependent on me for everything. I feel like I sort of got adjusted, and then 19 months later, Darius was born. Adjusting to two was even more difficult. I entered a very dark time in my life. I had two busy boys, and I wasn't maintaining my relationship with God. My Bible reading and my prayer really waned. I went through a very rough few years, which probably nobody could tell, because when I was with others, everything was okay. But when I was alone, and I just got to thinking, and I really struggled with assurance of salvation, and I just felt like there was something I was missing. I thought I was a Christian, but it just seemed like I didn't feel like one, or something was wrong. I didn't know if I should talk to someone or what I would even say. So I kept it to myself and plodded on. We had Lorena, and then when Kiara was on the way, life just became more difficult. Isaac had to work far away from home just to make ends meet, and I was at home all week alone with the children for weeks, with him just coming home on the weekend. Thankfully, for the last month, we could go to Sault Ste. Marie with him and stay at an Airbnb, but that in itself was just incredibly stressful too, and so I just felt like God was trying to teach me some lessons. I had no more answers and could do no more in my own strength. And so very slowly, I learned to put my trust more fully in him. I think all my life, by sheer will, I just tried to do things or get through things in my own strength. I would overreact when something hard came along, but if I could just survive that first few days, I could move on with my life. I was very much live in the moment and forget it afterwards. But now I had to give up completely. I was exhausted mentally. Sometime after this, or around this time, I rededicated my life to him, and I realized I would have to go by faith and not by feelings, of which I had done far too much. This doesn't mean I haven't struggled with feelings since, because often something comes along that makes me question everything. Was I ever a Christian, really? But Brother Henry's messages on faith versus feelings just really helped to cement this in my mind. I need to go by faith. I don't want to be like a reed shaken in the wind, or like a wave, the wave of the sea that wavereth. I want to be like a tree planted by the rivers of the or by the waters. I want to be rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. We've been very blessed in our attendance here at Pilgrim Church. We've been encouraged and strengthened and blessed by each of your examples. You've challenged me to a closer walk with Christ, and I hope I can do that in return. We desire to commit here and to help serve in the kingdom of God here on earth. To God be the glory.